The King and Queen of England were received with high diplomatic fanfare this morning at the White House, day two of the royal visit.
This afternoon, King Charles became just the second monarch to address Congress. In this, the 250th anniversary of America declaring independence from the king's five times great-grandfather, it's King George III. Nick Schifrin reports.
Today at a rainy White House, there was pomp and pageantry, preening and praising. And after this military ceremony, the U.S.'s highest diplomatic honor, President Trump did what Brits do when things might get a little bit awkward. Talk about the weather.
What a beautiful British day this is.
President Trump really is the son of a Scot, and today recalled his mother's fondness for everything royal, especially a man Trump today called a blessing.
I also remember her saying very clearly, Charles, look, young Charles, he's so cute.
It's my mother.
My mother had a crush on Charles. Can you believe it? Amazing how I wonder what she's thinking right now.
And President Trump celebrated what he called the free world forged together 80 years ago by President Franklin Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill.
That understanding of our nation's unique bond and role in history is the essence of our special relationship, and we hope it will always remain that way.